Hello. I don't feel comfortable with my real name, so you can just call me LK. And I have been moved by the spirit to do this. And it's not really scary for me. It's just, I don't know. So I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so that means I'm a Mormon. And yeah. And if you think Mormonism is a cult, well, I encourage you to download the app Gospel Libraries, and it's got a whole bunch of stuff. It's got the scriptures, it's got the Old Testament, New Testament, the Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. And it's got a whole bunch of videos. There's something for everyone in the Gospel Library app. You can download that for Google Play, Android, and Apple, or Amazon Fire tablet. I encourage you to at least download that app and go exploring. If you're curious about Mormonism, go exploring in that app. And I encourage you, before you do so, that pray to Heavenly Father first to help you to know that it's true. Ask him if it's true. And then when you receive an answer, then you pray and to like have a deeper understanding of it, and like if you are drawn by it, if you feel this great powerful force bring you to it, and you desire to know more, I encourage you to pray. And also go to Mormon.org. You can register for a free copy of the Holy Bible, which is the King James Version, and the Book of Mormon. And, the Book of Mormon and the Bible go hand in hand. Let's see, the Book of Mormon, I would say to be parallel to the Bible, and I will explain why. Long time ago, 600 years before Jesus Christ was born, Heavenly Father told Lehi who is a prophet of old, and he told him, he said, I will destroy Jerusalem. Please get thy family and flee, and I will lead you to the new promised land. Well, here's Lehi, and he tries to prophesy to these people. They don't listen to him, so that's when God says, okay, it's time to go. These people aren't going to listen to you because you are a true prophet of God. So, him and his wife and his children and their wives, went to the, they went to the, wilderness, and Heavenly Father gave them the Leahona, which is basically a compass, but it's a little round ball, and as long as Lehi and his family would obey the commandments, it would work. See, let's see, Lehi, his wife, Sariah, and his boys was Laman and Lemuel, and Nephi and Sam. Well, Laman and Lemuel, they kept murmuring against their father and against God, and But Nephi, their younger brother, he believed the words of his father. And his father had a dream, and he desired to know the meaning of it. So his father had a dream. Lehi had a dream of they were on this narrow path, and the only thing that could hold them up was if they hung on to the iron rod, right? So, and the iron rod and the narrow path led to a great tree. And the fruit of the tree was just so sweet, and it tastes good. And this tree was white. I mean, the tree is white. It brought forth good fruit. And, And they were on a narrow path, and all they had to hold on with was an iron rod, and they were trying to get to this tree, right, to partake of the fruit, because it was so sweet and so delicious. Well, there was also was it a stream of river or something? Anyway, across the river there was a great big spacious building, and there were people on that building. And Nephi said that he actually saw his brothers on there, on the building they were sitting on there. And him and the rest of his family went to the tree and partook of the fruit. And they beheld how sweet it was. And Nephi desired to know what his father's dream meant. So he prayed all day and all night. And Heavenly Father was like, okay, this dude is committed. So here's what he did. God asked him what he desires, and he said, I want to know the meaning of my father's dream. So God told him, he said, the narrow path is the narrow road, and it's hard to stay on that road because it's how you enter into the narrow gate. And the iron rod that people were using to hold on with to get to the tree was the word of God. Like the scriptures, the Bible, the Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. So that was Lehi's dream. And he's like, okay. And he said, that great spacious building you saw was the devil's church, and how great it was, for it had many people. And the people were on there were like making fun of these people who were going towards the tree and partaking of the fruit, and how good it made them feel, and they wanted to share it. And some of those people, because some of those people who partook of the tree fruit thing, it was how do I say it? They partook of it, but then they looked across the river and seen those people pointing and laughing and cursing that they're partaking of the fruit. And for some, that made them feel ashamed. And fell by the wayside. But some people just ignored the people over there on the spacious building. And they were like, look, we're going to follow this tree no matter what, because the fruit is exceedingly good. So, the fruit was good, so they desired to share that with their family. And that's what Nephi did. He was desirous to share the fruit with his family. But when he tried to give some to Laman and Lemuel, his older brothers, they wouldn't have it. And soon thereof, of course, Laman and Lemuel went to the great and spacious building. And eventually, the building collapsed and it fell. But the tree stood. The tree kept giving out good fruit, and people just kept wanting to desire. Well, after Nephi explained this to Heavenly Father told him, okay, this is the meaning of it. The path, the narrow path, is the narrow way to go through the narrow gate. And the iron rod was to help you stay on that narrow path, which the iron rod is the Word of God, which is the scriptures, you know, the Old Testament, New Testament, Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, Pearl of Great Price. Right? So we get that down, and he was like, okay, what is the light tree? He said, well, that's God's love. That's my love for all people. And the great spacious building was the Church of the Devil. That great abominable Church of the Devil. Who finally came and it collapsed and all those people were destroyed. And that was the meaning of it. So, like, after getting all these dreams, they were like building a boat. But Nephi's two older brothers, Laman and Lemuel. Boy, were they didn't understand the gospel. And instead of asking for understanding, they murmured against their brother and their father. So they treated Nephi like a prisoner or something. And about a few times, angels had to come and save Nephi from his own brethren, because that he was trying his best to, you know, tell his brothers this, and their brothers were like, we don't want to listen. It would just be better for us if we just perished in Jerusalem. Yeah. I don't think so. So, and they were in the wilderness, right? And I think Lehi said, oh, we forgot the scriptures. We need to go back to Jerusalem and get the scriptures. And Nephi said, okay, I will do it. And Lehi made his brothers go with him, Laman and Lemuel. I can't remember if Samuel went too. I'm not sure. So Laman and Lemuel and Nephi, I know they all went back to Jerusalem. And Laban was a guard, and he was guarding the scriptures, right? And so God told Nephi, he said, look, go and chop the head off Laban, because that's the only way he was going to get the scriptures, because Laban was not going to let him have it. So, and he's like, God, I don't want to. Murdering is like one of the commandments. And God said to him, if I tell you to do it, it's okay to do it. That was really hard for Nephi. But as much as he had the strength to, he cut off the head of Laban and put on his armor so that the other people would think it was Laban, but it was really Nephi. And he got the scriptures, and his brothers were waiting for him outside. And Laman and Lemuel, they were like, oh no, they got Nephi, our young brother. And because, like, they saw their brother running towards them, and they thought that he was Laban. But no, he slew Laban, and they got the records back, and they went back in the wilderness to the boat, and they packed up their stuff, and they went to the Promised Land. And the Promised Land is the Americas. Yes, it was South America, North America. And this was the Promised Land. And Heavenly Father declared this land to be free even 600 years before Christ was born. How cool is that? So this land has always been destined to be free. We're free to choose. Makes you kind of feel privileged that you're living in this country who is always destined to be free. And I was just 600 years before Christ was born, which is, yeah, cool. So they get there, and they cross the water with their boat, and they pitched tents in the wilderness, and they prospered in the land, and they kept the commandments, and they had children, and at the moment, that's all I know. Well, at the moment, because I'm like, I'm sleepy, I'm tired. but some Heavenly Father just kept pushing me, and like, I really want you to do this podcast. And I'm like, really? Okay, well. So, also, I wanted to do a parable, because I asked Heavenly Father about this. And he said, yeah, go ahead. And yesterday I was going through my email to try to clean it up a little bit and get rid of some of my old emails that cluttered up my email, and emails I really didn't care about, that they were just trying to sell you something. And then I have emails like from my friends who meant a great deal to me. And then I had emails from of Bible verses and everything else you could think of that's related to God. And so I kept those. And I got rid of all the junk mail. And I ended up deleting over 4,000 emails yesterday. Believe me, I got a lot more than that. I didn't even make a dent. Then it came to me. Do we have so many distractions that sometimes we don't acknowledge our Heavenly Father? We forget to thank Him. We forget to talk to Him. We forget to ask Him for stuff we need, like understanding and whatever else people need. And I was like, yeah, I was like, okay, like, if you, like, pray about it and ask God, okay, I need all these distractions out so I can focus more on you and serving you by serving our fellow men. So, and so I thought that was like a good example. Like, it was like, okay, I've realized I've gotten too busy with the things of the world, and I'm forgetting about my Heavenly Father. To have a relationship with Him and His Son, Jesus Christ. And when you don't have that relationship, pretty soon you'll fall into temptation. And you're like, oh, what did I get myself into now? Right? Yeah, so sometimes the distractions keep us away from God, and we need to remember, hey, we need to read the scriptures daily, and we need to rely on Him daily and His Son Jesus Christ. Right? Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. Well, it's my very first one I did, and hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you learned something, and I strongly advise to go to your app store like Google Play, Amazon, or Android, and download Gospel Library. And see, it's a black app with this picture of somebody with a horn, blowing a horn up, like they're playing the horn. And their head is up. That's Moroni. And he Moroni is the last to write in the scriptures. And that is the story. Well, that's only the beginning. of the story of this promised land. And like I said, if you want to find out the truth for yourself, pray, download the app, watch videos in the app, read the scriptures in the app, there's a whole bunch of stuff like talks and all that. And today we do have a modern day prophet, believe it or not, and his name is Russell M. Nelson. And I'm sure if you Google Russell M. Nelson, it'll tell you, okay, this is our latter day prophet. And we're like, okay, yeah. And he receives revelation from God like every 3 months or 6 months. I think it's every 6 months. And we have a conference, and it is broadcast from Salt Lake City, Utah. And there's churches all over the world. It's called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we receive revelation from God through him, just like the people in the Bible did. How cool is that? Well, yeah. I hope you'll check it out. And if there's any way that maybe I could include a link to LDS.org or Mormon.org, whichever, I will get that to you, and I will try to put up the link if this thing will let me, so that you could get a free copy of the Bible and the Book of Mormon. They're free, right? Who passes up free stuff? And they'll send that right out to you. Alright. I'm signing off. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.